harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 45. In planning for this week, I was so overwhelmed with different ideas for Valentine's Day that I decided to simply give a few tips for making almost any meal or food worthy of this celebration of love. I really love Valentine's Day, perhaps mostly because my own birthday is on the 13th. Growing up, I would often have heart-shaped balloons or special chocolate as part of my birthday celebration. I think I also just adore how Valentine's Day was celebrated in elementary school. Likely, we would have a class party where everyone brought in chips, soda, and best of all, a variety of pink and red themed desserts. We each would have a little paper bag that we had decorated ourselves, and everyone gave each other valentines, sometimes with candy, sometimes with stickers, sometimes with just really cool graphics. The way adults celebrate, or rather, the way jewelry companies tell adults to celebrate Valentine's Day, has never held that much interest for me. So I continue the childhood tradition of celebrating with food and treats. Let's start by talking about the big one, chocolate. Personally, I'm an any-day chocolate lover, so when Valentine's Day comes around every year, it's first on my list of things to include. While there is no shortage of themed chocolates of varying quality, if you are a true fan of chocolate, I recommend finding a high-quality option. Simply melting it down in a bain-marie to eat over fresh fruit will heighten your experience. Again, nothing wrong with the traditional heart box filled with truffles. I know I typically will buy myself one of the mini boxes even if I don't receive one. But adding this small preparation can make this delicacy feel extra special. Next on my list is heart-shaped and red-colored foods. This year, my partner and I are planning to make heart-shaped pizza from scratch, likely with heart-shaped pepperoni. If you have a metal heart cookie cutter, or just some culinary scissors, really, what can't be made into a heart? Heart-shaped toad in the hole, which is when you fry an egg in the hole of a piece of toast, or heart-shaped pancakes can be a perfect breakfast in bed option. You might even be able to achieve heart-shaped bacon by wrapping the meat into form and then baking. Cherries and red berries are great flavor inspirations for any sweet confection. When cut in half, strawberries hit both of these goals as they appear like little hearts. Allow your creativity to flow. Finally, I think the day is truly about luxury. This isn't the time to worry about diets. This is the moment to embrace the luxury of love through food. Surf and turf entrees are one of my favorite choices for an extra special dinner. This is also an occasion where I decide to cook with wine. White wine in creamy sauces and seafood, red wine on the beef, and maybe a little bit in the glass if it's your style. Even if you're celebrating the holiday on your own, that doesn't mean you can't have a lovely date. Treat yourself. If you're looking for specific recipes, here are some from past episodes that might work. Coffee-rubbed London broil, Great and Lazy Alfredo, chocolate berry sauce with Cupid's chocolate cupcakes, and maple apple roses. All of these recipes can be found on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send pictures and reviews to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. De-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de